This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
It's back, the Chatted Up Sports Minutes, and Malcolm Miggy Harris joining me in studio. How are we doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gino D, my brother. It's so good to see you, dog.
We are so excited to be back in action here with the Chatted Up Sports Minute. You guys have been busy. There's been a lot of football going down and all kinds of things. So let's not waste any more time.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you back in the studio. Let's talk about the national championship first. Yeah, Indiana taking the whole thing.
Yeah.
What are the thoughts there?
Kirk Cignetti, arguably with the best coaching job I've ever seen in my life. He had a quote when he first started at Indiana, "Hey, I win, Google me." And we have never seen this type of coaching performance year two to take one of the most losingest programs in all of college football history, turn them to a national champion. It has really reset the dynamic of all of college athletics. It shows that nothing can stop you from being able to win at the biggest stage, man. And Fernando Mendoza, that entire supporting cast, defensively, they're so sound, physical. They're just mentally tough. It was a great win against a really, really gritty Miami team in Miami.
There you go. I know. No, very impressive. And I figured you guys were all about that when it was going on and just watching it. A little bit of a good story. I mean, a little bit of a movie aspect to it if you 100%. Really followed Indiana's storyline.
100%. Think about this, man. I mean, Fernando Mendoza from Miami, right? He's a hometown legend. His dad and the University of Miami head coach, Mario Cristobal, went to the same high school, Columbia High School. You know, just to kind of have that return story, like, hey, like, they didn't even want me, and now I'm winning a national championship in your house. Dude, Hollywood can even
get into that's what I mean. That's what I mean. No, that's fantastic. So that's good. Put a big exclamation point at the end of the season there. And now for the NFL fans out there, we're getting ready for that big game coming up.
Money is about to be made. Super Bowl is on the way, and we have our final four teams. So in the NFC, representing is going to be the Los Angeles Rams, led by what I think is going to be our MVP winner, Matthew Stafford, and a great supporting cast, including Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Got Sam Darnold, the comeback kid, man. Sam was written off by a lot of folks. He was a former New York Jet, and now is going to be having that great defense and probably the best receiver on the field with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So that's going to be the NFC. Okay. AFC is going to be the New England Patriots. I feel like we're back in 2007.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Since 2019, they haven't been there.
This is nuts. And they're going to be taking on a team that is going to be without their starting quarterback, Bo Nix. Bo is officially out with a broken ankle. Jarrett Stidham is going to be taking his place. And Coach Sean Payton said he feels good about him, but listen, only Bo knows, brother. I'm going to keep it at that. We're going to see.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting. I think the Patriots, and I, being born and raised in New England, obviously grew up a Patriots fan, and I will wave that flag when I can, especially now. But, I think they're getting a little bit of a not an advantage, but it's evening the playing field, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely is.
That makes sense.
It definitely is. And I'm excited. If I had to just make my predictions, I'm making it on the podcast that we're going to have out tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'll give a little insight. Give me the Rams over the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
And then give me the Patriots over the Denver Broncos.
Wow. It does feel like it's back in the early 2000s, that's for sure. And then you wanted to mention something about the NBA.
Yeah, man. Trade deadline is about to be coming up. We're going to be talking about it on the podcast quite a bit. But some names I expect to have some interest. Let's start in Memphis in the state of Tennessee. Ja Morant could potentially be on the move. He was a huge face in the NBA, still is, but Memphis is kind of declining, kind of needs to get out of some bad contracts. And Michael Porter Jr. is another name to watch out for in the Brooklyn Nets. Lethal shooter, great defensive guy, rebounder, and some other names potentially floating around. He's a superstar. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Expect for Giannis to potentially have some motion with some things happening. I think Golden State could potentially be an area for him. So NBA news is going to be on the pod, as well as all four updates on the pod as well for NFL. And you know how
anything
we do
else?
It, G.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We good, baby.
At Chatted Up Sports, we're linked up to on our website, hits96.com, and of course on socials. And you can follow them for all the rest. Malcolm, thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it, brother.
Sports Minute's back, my friend,
sir.
For another year right here on Hits 96.